Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Driven by Data 2. A Practical Guide to Improve Instruction by Paul Bambrick-Santoyo is an educational leadership guide focused on using assessment evidence to improve teaching and student learning. Written for principals, instructional coaches, teacher leaders, and classroom teachers. The book updates Bambrick-Santoyo's work on data-driven instruction with a more practical emphasis on frequent, usable information rather than delayed accountability results. Its central purpose is to help schools answer two connected questions: whether students are actually learning what was taught, and what educators should do when the evidence shows gaps. The book belongs to the school improvement and instructional leadership genre, but it is less theoretical than many works in that field. It emphasizes routines, protocols, assessment design, analysis meetings, action planning, and leadership habits. Its distinctive contribution is showing how data can become part of everyday instructional practice without reducing teaching to shallow test preparation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, assessment design must produce timely evidence of standards mastery, a central premise of Driven by Data 2. Zero is that useful data begins before any spreadsheet or meeting. Schools need assessments that are aligned to the actual standards and level of rigor students are expected to master. Bambrick-Santoyo distinguishes meaningful interim and classroom assessments from end-of-year accountability tests because the former can still influence instruction while there is time to respond. The point is not to increase testing volume, but to make each assessment worth analyzing. If an assessment measures low-level recall while the standard demands reasoning, the resulting data may look reassuring while hiding genuine instructional gaps. Conversely, if assessments are too broad, late, or disconnected from instruction, teachers cannot use them to adjust lesson plans with precision. The book, therefore, treats assessment design as an instructional leadership responsibility, not merely a compliance task. Leaders must ensure common expectations, clarity about what mastery looks like, and a realistic cycle for collecting evidence. This makes data less about ranking teachers or students and more about diagnosing the exact content, skill, or misconception that needs attention next. Secondly, data analysis is most useful when it identifies causes, not just scores. The book argues that looking at results is not the same as analyzing them. A table of percentages may reveal which questions students missed, but it does not automatically explain why they missed them or what teachers should do differently. Bambrick-Santoyo emphasizes structured analysis that moves from results to student thinking. Educators need to examine item patterns, compare student responses to the intended rigor of the standard, and identify whether the problem is conceptual misunderstanding, procedural weakness, vocabulary confusion, or insufficient practice with a task type. This matters because different causes require different instructional responses. Reteaching an entire unit may waste time if students only misunderstood one step in a process, while brief review will not solve a deeper gap in reasoning. The book positions analysis meetings as disciplined professional work with clear preparation, focused discussion, and concrete outputs. Effective analysis narrows attention to high leverage gaps rather than producing a long list of concerns. In this model, data becomes actionable only when educators can name the learning problem precisely enough to plan a targeted response. Thirdly, instructional action plans turn assessment results into changed teaching, driven by data too. Zero gives particular weight to the action phase of data-driven instruction, because analysis without changed teaching has little value. The book encourages educators to translate findings into specific plans: what will be retaught, how it will be modeled, which students need additional support, what practice will follow, and how learning will be checked again. This focus prevents data meetings from becoming retrospective conversations that end with general concern but no instructional shift. Bambrick-Santoyo treats the best responses as narrow, observable, and connected to student work. If students struggled with evidence-based writing, for example, the response should not be a vague commitment to improve writing. It should specify the component of the task that failed and the practice sequence that will address it. The same reasoning applies to math, reading, or other subjects. The book also implies that action plans must fit the school calendar and daily lesson flow because unrealistic plans are unlikely to survive classroom pressure. The practical strength of the approach is its insistence that data must culminate in teachable moves, not merely documentation. Fourthly, a sustainable data culture depends on leadership routines and teacher collaboration. The book presents data-driven instruction as a culture-building project, not a technical system alone. Even accurate data will have little effect if teachers experience it as surveillance, paperwork, or blame. Bambrick-Santoyo, therefore, emphasizes routines that make data conversations normal, focused, and connected to shared responsibility for student learning. Professional learning communities, grade level teams, and instructional leadership meetings become important because they create repeated opportunities to compare evidence. learn from stronger practices, and plan coordinated responses. Leadership matters because these routines require protected time, clear agendas, preparation expectations, and follow-through. Without those structures, data work can become sporadic or overly dependent on individual enthusiasm. The book also stresses the role of feedback leaders and coaches must help teachers refine instruction based on what the data shows, while also listening to teacher insight about curriculum, pacing, and student misconceptions. A healthy data culture is therefore both accountable and developmental. It asks educators to face evidence honestly, but it also provides the support and collaboration needed to act on that evidence productively. Lastly, the book separates meaningful data use from test prep compliance, one of the important distinctions in Driven by Data 2.0 is between data-driven instruction and narrow test preparation. Because the book deals with assessments and achievement results, it could be misunderstood as advocating constant drilling. Its actual argument is more specific assessment evidence should reveal whether students are mastering worthwhile standards and should guide improved instruction. That distinction matters because test prep compliance often focuses on superficial familiarity with question formats, while meaningful data use focuses on the underlying knowledge and skills students lack. The book also recognizes that data systems can become burdensome if schools collect too much information or require analysis that teachers cannot realistically use. Its practical approach favors manageable cycles, timely results, and data that is close enough to classroom instruction to support decisions. Technology can help by organizing assessment information and reducing turnaround time, but it is not presented as a substitute for instructional judgment. The limitation is that successful implementation demands leadership capacity, shared trust, and disciplined follow-through. In schools without those conditions, the framework may be difficult to sustain, even if the principles are sound. In conclusion, Driven by Data 2.0 is most useful for school leaders, instructional coaches, teacher team leaders, and educators responsible for improving achievement across classrooms rather than only within one lesson. Teachers can also benefit from it, especially if they participate in common planning, formative assessment, or professional learning communities. Its practical benefit is that it gives educators a disciplined way to connect assessment, analysis, reteaching, and follow-up instead of treating data as a periodic reporting requirement. Intellectually, the book helps clarify why data can either sharpen instruction or waste professional time, depending on whether it is timely, aligned, and acted upon. Compared with many school improvement books, it stands out for its operational focus. It does not simply argue that educators should use data. It describes the routines and decisions that make data usable. Compared with books centered on accountability policy or broad educational theory, Bambrick-Santoyo's approach is closer to an implementation manual for instructional leadership. Its strongest contribution is the integration of assessment design, teacher collaboration, leadership feedback, and action planning into one coherent cycle. Readers should approach it as a framework requiring adaptation, not as a plug-and-play formula. But its specificity makes it a durable reference for schools seeking more purposeful instructional improvement. If you would like to support Paul Bambrick-Santoyo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.